good news, everyone!
Time for fun!
It's time for another episode of Blessing of Frost, a World of Warcraft podcast hosted by Magic and Kern.
Hey there, my name is Kern, and welcome to episode 50 of Blessing of Frost. With me, as he always somehow seems to be, your buddy and mine, Mr. Magic Marine.
I do just happen to make it here every week, huh?
Yep.
Is that a positive, or I hope so. I think it is.
Well, I'm glad you think it is, and we'll just go with that.
Yeah, aw, that's sad. Given
that's me.
Our general chat topic today, you gotta feel a little more favorable today.
Aw, do I really?
You do, because that's what it's all about this week.
I'm already feeling uncharitable towards...
Unblessing Frost, blah. My God, starting so early, it can only mean a fantastic podcast.
I think you might be right there, buddy.
Guess then we'll get this wonderfully happy and fantastic podcast on the road. So what did you do this week?
I got my Dwarf Mage to Honored with Choice, choiceguild.com. So they now have the Dwarf Mage part of Classy Dwarves done, which is a positive. It's a pain in the ass to get the Stay Classy achievement, which then gives you the opportunity to get the 8th bank tab in your guild bank. So, I had a mage over there. It was just a matter of getting it to 85, which I did a little while ago, and then actually getting it to Honored, which was harder than anything else. But it was due to the elders and stuff. I just talked to a couple of elders, did a couple of quests, and managed to get the appropriate rep, and so that wasn't too hard.
Nice.
Yeah, that was good. Didn't really do a whole lot except I did a lot of complaining.
Really? You don't say.
I know, it's shocking.
You
but
complaining? No.
I found a bug, or at least inconsistent behavior, with regards to Hand of Sacrifice. I'm actually really angry about this, although I don't have the energy to be very angry right now, but trust me, I am furious.
and why is that?
Okay, so when you cast Hand of Sacrifice on someone as a paladin, it's supposed to transfer 30% of that person's incoming damage to you, for 12 seconds or for 100% of your maximum health.
Right.
Your maximum health, not theirs, yours.
Right.
And you can only have one hand spell per paladin per target at a time. So if I were to then cast Hand of Freedom, it would fall off. Or Hand of Protection, it would fall off. Or if someone else casts Hand of Sacrifice on that person, they won't stack. It'll be overwritten. So there I am, working with Choice last Thursday, which was strange for me. I don't generally raid with them on Thursdays, but Apotheosis had full cleared, etc. We'll talk about that later. So on Thursday, we're working on Heroic Hogar, the Stormbinder, on 25 man, and we're eating the focused assaults because you can't sidestep them. And we felt that taunting would be like halfway across the room was too much of a DPS loss. So we're using cooldowns to get through focused assaults, which really, really hurt. And so there I am, casting Hand of Sacrifice, and I see it show up on my grid, and I see the announce in the healer chat, and then I see it vanish, and then I see the tank die. And I'm like, what the F? I cast it, and it's gone. And they're like, Bees is dead. Why is Bees dead? And I'm like, okay, hang on. I had my cooldown there. Like, you can see the announce in healer chat. Like, what happened? So I go and I look through the log, and it's like, it only absorbed like 20,000 damage. And I'm like, what? And it like literally fell off. I'm like, okay, well, that's just awkward. What the hell is going on? That's strange. And then it happened several more times throughout that evening. Like, several. And eventually we managed to kill Heroic Hogar, which is great for them. So they're 2 of 8 as well. But
Hooray!
But, you know, even on the kill, and you can see it clearly in my fraps of this, my Hand of Sacrifice fell off at one point really, really quickly after absorbing maybe one hit. and I don't get it. So I posted, I opened a ticket, but apparently everything's fine. And I posted in the suggestion, or not the suggestion forum, the bug report forum. I'm like, yo, what's up? And I gave them like the combat log entries and everything. And so far, nothing. But it's very strange. It was falling off inconsistently after only a couple of hits, and sometimes it would last the full duration. And no one else was casting a hand spell. I wasn't casting another hand spell. No, nothing like that. The only possibility I have outside of a bug is that the tank is right clicking it off.
Oh, wait, you actually don't know what's causing it?
No, have no idea. But the only possible thing I could think of is that the tank's clicking it off, but I'm like, okay, B, seriously, you're not, like, clicking it off, are you?
No, there's no way.
And he's like, no, I'm not clicking it off. I'm like, are you sure? Do you have any macros that have, like, cancel auras in them or anything like that? He's like, nope. And I'm like, okay, well, then I don't know what the deal is, because the only time I've seen this happen has been on that version of Madrana with that particular tank, although it might have happened in Apotheosis, and I just haven't noticed it, but it hasn't happened on Hirokogara like that before.
Huh.
So I was not happy. I was very vocal on Twitter about it, and very, very angry, and nobody seems to understand what's going on. And so if you guys are having issues, please do post in the bug report forum about it. Please do open tickets, because if we don't make noise about it and there's something wrong, then it's not going to get fixed. And it's not cool for a tank to, like, you know, have call for cooldown, and you cast the cooldown, and then the tank dies because your cooldown lasted like 0.3 seconds, which is exactly what happened with me on that first attempt there. So, good times. And then...
Weirdness.
And then Sunday was the Super Bowl, so Apotheosis didn't raid, which is one of the reasons we full cleared, etc. We'll talk about that later.
We'll talk about that later, go Giants.
But I don't really tend to like football. I'm much more of a hockey person. So I watched the Montreal Canadiens play in the afternoon, and then I decided to sit down and watch the football game, because I really... wasn't feeling so well. I was starting to feel kind of sick. And I really did get sick. I had a fever and everything. And I'm still kind of gross right now. But I got to watch the Super Bowl, and it was a very interesting game. I would like to say that I do not like the concept of not wanting to score all the points you can, even though I understand the whole logistical issue.
I don't understand.
No, I do understand. I just don't like the fact that there's any kind of mechanism in that game that makes it be like, oh, well, maybe we shouldn't score. Like, no, like I understand how it works, and I understand why it might have been a wise choice for them to kneel or whatever at the 1 yard line or the 6 inch line, as I believe it was Eli Manning saying or whatever. Just to run the clock still, and so that they would have very little time to get up the field on the next drive. Like, I understand this, but I think it's kind of silly that that sort of mechanic exists.
Mechanic.
In the game.
Really?
Rule, whatever. Like, how else would you describe it?
It's... Do we need to go into it right here? It makes sense. It doesn't... It has more to do with time management than the scoring. So, listen. You're saying that... Again, I compared this to the end of a basketball game in which people are just consistently fouling each other in order to force, you know, throws as opposed to actually playing the game at the end.
I think that's kind of silly as well, but then I've never actually watched a full basketball game, like, ever. I think that's almost as boring as soccer.
Wow.
I've just alienated, like, everybody.
You have to be careful about soccer, because a lot of people, you know, really enjoy soccer.
And yes, actually, I did just call it in real life football being a mechanic. Yes. So anyway, that's me being a girl and a hockey fan and being sick. Those were my initial, views on the game. But I got to say that catch by that Manningham guy, awesome.
It was a very enjoyable game that ended in a very enjoyable way.
It was very exciting.
Yes. It was good.
Yep. How about you?
How about me? What did I do this week? I played a fair amount of World of Warcraft this week.
Did you?
I did. I've been healing on my druid. They weren't level appropriate instances at first. It was like low 70s, and has recently, I just ran yesterday Halls of Lightning, and the random dungeon finder popped for Oculus, and then DPS didn't join. It was incredible. And so Pal has been tanking on his Death Knight, and I've been healing him through instances. We had a couple Utgard Pinnacles and that kind of stuff. So,
oh wow,
yeah, that's
been getting up there.
Fun, yeah. Well, I've been 80 the whole time. The druid's always been 80. He's getting up there now.
Yeah,
that's
what I meant.
79 by the last time, the last dungeon we ran yesterday. So that's been fun. I always enjoy healing. So. That's good. Hopefully, or possibly, the druid will be the next healer to hit 85, so then I'll be 3 of 4 on healers at 85.
I feel bad, because I only have 2 pallies and a chamois. I don't have... Oh, wait. No, my druid's 85, but I haven't healed on him.
Really?
Really.
Have you tank?
Yeah. I know, it's funny. My priest is like 81, maybe?
Huh.
Yeah.
So, well, that's still beating out my shaman. My shaman is still 80. So I've got the 80 shaman, the 80 priest, 85 pally, 85 priest, 85 pally, 80 shaman, 80 druid, that's it.
Right.
And then I'll probably level the druid, healing him through dungeons and such. Speaking of leveling, I've been leveling my Death Knight because I've got the tanking bug as well, and so I've been doing
that.
What
is wrong with you?
I don't know. What? It's, oh no, I've actually been playing WoW this week, I don't know. So I originally was leveling the Death Knight tanking the whole way because I love tanking too. And I want to actually tank in you know, LFRs and that kind of stuff. So I was 84 and I was doing dungeons and then realized that in only doing dungeons on the way up, I did not have the ability to unlock my shoulder enchant. So that was less than stellar realization. So I was like, oh crap, I need to go back and actually do deep home.
Is why the baby Pally is a scribe, FYI.
Yeah, so right now the Death Knight's probably 3/4 or halfway through deep home. And slowly making his way through level 84, although not that quickly, but that's all right, because I don't really mind deep home, and I just want to get my hands on that tabard. The helm enchant, which I didn't account for either, I'll probably be better off getting through any of the classes that actually did this year.
Probably,
does that
yes.
give you like enough rep to do it?
I don't know, you gotta be revered.
Yeah, I don't think so, because they're not all... Bashir isn't, like... I mean, it's the rep of Bashir, but you don't get a ton of it through actually doing the whole zone,
you get
zone,
a ton of it from Deep Home as well.
Oh, well, that's really bad then, isn't it? Or do I still get it even though I didn't do Bashir?
Well, as long as you hit Revered with the Earthen Ring, then it doesn't matter if you did Bashir or not. It just means that you need to find your way out to Bashir.
No.
And then go swimming around until you can find it. No, seriously, I've done this without having that
really?
Buff. Yeah, yeah, it's kind of bad, kind of hilarious.
So wait, why do I have to go swimming?
Yeah, well, in order to go buy the Arcanum?
No, I'll buy it on any of my other tunes.
No, but what I'm trying to say is, do your other tunes have Revered?
Oh, I don't know, but they're closer. I mean, they at least did Vashir. So, like, both the priest and the paladin, or maybe not the priest, I think the paladin did Vashir, so I can go down there on the paladin.
Well, that would be good, but is your paladin revered?
I have no idea.
Let's find out.
Oh, God. It's probably not, so I'll have to do some stuff on the paladin in addition to doing things on the Death Knight, but at least it'll already be started on the paladin, because I haven't done it on the Death Knight at all.
Let's take a look. Guess what, buddy?
What?
You're revered on your paladin.
Really? That is incredible. I'm so happy right now. And I was not having the greatest day, and that turned it around a little bit. That's fantastic.
That's excellent. So awesome. Good stuff. Grats.
So I just have to thank you. Grats on something I had already done like months and months and months ago. So at least I'll just have to do Deep Home and get that tab
for Therizane. Yeah,
do that. That won't be too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am so excited to tank things. I love tanking. And I am currently arcane on the mage.
I'm kind of sorry about that.
I am not happy about.
No, I know. I know. However.
Not.
However.
What?
However, it was what? Your call.
Yeah. Because I thought I would be okay.
And it was just brutal.
So
terrible.
Sad. I don't
awful.
Want to do it. I don't want to do it anymore. So, I'm not going to.
Those
but
of
we'll
you
see about that.
Who are wondering why magic went arcane might be interested to know that we are looking for a retribution paladin.
Yes.
Because
he needs them.
We need the 3% damage buff, because having any of our mages go arc is just painful for them and for our overall raid damage, but we still need the 3% damage buff. So and a Beastmaster Hunter, same thing. So a Rep Pally is the only reasonable rating spec for any tune that actually provides that. So hey, Rep Pallies, apotheosis-now.com.
Oh, and I'm going to tell that story that you didn't tell, is that this week I realized that you could teleport and portal to Tol Barad.
Shoot, I can't believe I forgot to mock you for that.
You did forget. So I had not been to the portal trainer to get those because it had just never occurred to me. Because,
I
had no reason to go out there, so why would I ever think about that?
So last night, we're getting ready for our Apotheosis raid, and I'm planning on having Magic and I sit for Baron Hold, which we generally do on Tuesday or Thursday prior, like just at the start of the raid, an easy boss to get us started. But I wanted us to sit, and because neither one of us wanted to go.
giving away the secrets.
And then we could summon everyone down to Dragon Soul and all that stuff. But unfortunately, what happened was we had a couple of people who were a little bit late, so we had to go anyway. So we went, and but I'm like, Madge, where are you? He's like, I'm at Caverns of Time. I'm like, okay, well, port me to Tol Barad. He's like, I'm going to port you to Stormwind. I'm like, why? I'm like, you're an idiot. Port me to... So he puts down a port, and I click it, and it's Stormwind. I'm like, you idiot. Why didn't you port us to Tol Barad? He's like, because I ported us to Stormwind. There's no portal to Tol Barad. I'm like, I beg to differ, sir. I beg to differ.
And
he
right.
goes to the mage trainer. He actually goes to the mage trainer, and he's like, there's no portal. I'm like, go to the portal trainer, buddy.
And there was a portal to Tol Barad.
And
which
teleport.
I still don't, and a teleport, which I still don't intend on using, which just seems worthless to me.
Yeah, and then he promptly teleported himself to Tol Barad from the
Mage
Tower.
Some mean things, because you asked for a portal, and I did not give you one, and you had to get summoned by someone else, which I don't even know why we ended up having the whole conversation anyway, because there were already like 20 people there.
I don't like relying on summons. I never have. Because Tia charges a lot.
Well, don't go to the other place if you're going to have to do the run. Not my fault. I have portals,
basically.
All right?
You know
I
things.
I know things.
You don't know enough, clearly.
Oh my god. But,
so, yeah.
So that did happen, and I'll preempt.
That was awesome.
I did preempt your story. Success.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's it. I don't think anything else too exciting. I accept, again, the sudden surge in playing WoW, which is good.
That is. It's a good thing. Hotfixes.
We have hotfixes.
We do. They're right. Actually hotfixes, and some of them are quite warm.
Luke. Warm,
no.
In my opinion.
No. Some of them are February 7th. That's yesterday.
I guess they're... But we didn't do... February 2nd one, so we have to do
we
those
didn't.
Two.
These are more lukewarm, so we'll start off with February 2nd.
Mass Dispel should once again dispel up to 10 friendly units or friendly or enemy targets.
Yay!
Wow. So they once again unbroke it, which they seem to consistently do, is break and then unbreak Mass Dispel.
You gotta feel bad for the priests.
Way to go, guys.
Resilience should now properly reduce the damage over time effects for targets affected by mind control.
Oh, that's awesome! Huh. So if you mind-controlled someone, resilience wasn't working, so they got dotted and died, I guess.
But that's not fun. The fun way to deal with someone who's mind-controlled is to walk them off a cliff.
Yeah, well, you can't do that in flag rooms. There are no cliffs in flag
rooms. I guess that's true.
Yeah, so there you go.
It's kind of useless to me unless you're like at the lumber mill.
It's good for jumping people off of the middle of Eye of the Storm.
Oh, that's a good one too.
And anywhere else where people can be on multiple levels, for example, you know, some of the defenses of Warsong, and you can toss people off the top of the you know, the upper level of the base.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So there's uses.
Yeah, especially healer. Oh, that would suck.
Yes, it would.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Dungeons and Raids, Dragon Soul.
Great. Lord I will end you for this. Lord Aphrasestras. No longer offers the option to disable the power of the aspects buff in Raid Finder mode.
Oh, in Raid Finder.
Which
trolls.
I find hilarious. Oh, but
wait,
I mean,
but it was never
the,
right. It
no,
was never
that's
on
exactly
Raid
the
Finder.
Thing. Yeah.
Oh, so there you go. Whatever.
So I guess that
so
they just forgot to make him.
Still doesn't do anything.
Yeah. Spine of Deathwing, Corrupted Bloods should no longer maintain threat after reconstituting themselves from residue. Okay.
All right. Apparently they were.
That's probably a good thing for healers. I'm just saying.
Likely.
Poor Jisila.
Events, Darkmoon Fair, Soothsayer's Runes, and a Treatise on Strategy should now drop from all appropriate heroic and raid bosses.
Yes, that's Alrighty. A good thing. Murazan's Temporal Cache now has a chance to contain Monstrous Egg and a Treatise on Strategy.
Random quest stuff. Do we need to go into this? Oh my, thank God.
What?
Sorry. Players should no longer encounter any invisible young crocolis during the quest, The Pit of Scales.
Okay, explain that
one to
me. I tried
to do that quest. So it's the one where you drag, it's down in, where is it? It's in, of course I'm drawing a blank now, in, what's the place?
Oldham?
Yes, thank you. In Oldham. Where you kite a guy who has a prisoner through all the little baby crocolis.
Oh, that guy.
I was not getting hit by the guy. And I was being instantly killed. I attempted to do this forever. And I have, like, I was just dying all the time. And I could not figure it out. And I tried to do it for probably about 20 minutes to a half hour. And I couldn't do it, and I had no clue what was going on. I kept checking the combat logs, like, why am I dying? And nothing.
Nice.
And that's, both of these are fixes to that, because those were atrocious.
Okay, well that's good.
So hooray.
Let's see, Cunning of the Cruel will now trigger its Shadow Bolt Volley approximately 3 times as often, but will deal approximately 1/3 as much damage. This results in the tooltip for the item being incorrect, but should moderate its burst damage in PvP.
Yeah, that thing was absolutely out of control in PvE, and actually I guess this change will let it continue to do that, but not so much in PvP.
Right. All right, so that's February 2nd. February 7th. These are the hot ones.
Today's the 8th. You're right.
Yeah, thank you. So, Dragon Soul, after the instance is cleared, and this kind of confuses me, Crimson Lifebinder now resurrects the non-player characters at Wormrest Temple, and they are fully functional. To which I say, when were they not fully functional? I could still always go get my, you know, gems and stuff.
I don't know. Got me on that one.
Okay, well, that's fixed. But here's the really exciting part for anyone who's a raider. Do you want to do this?
The event leading to Altraxia now requires 15 drakes killed, down from 24.
Yay!
That's pretty fantastic.
That is fantastic. God,
what,
I don't know what they were
three
thinking.
Three-fifths?
Three, really?
Almost. Three, just about three-fifths.
Just
it would
shy,
have been 15.
Just shy.
Yeah. So, hooray!
That is fantastic.
That is good.
Then there's some love in the air, love is in the air stuff, which is our general chat topic.
And the first players are now able to receive lovely charms while on the quest Test Your Strength, when the player's inventory has both the Darkmoon Adventurer's Guide and the lovely Charm Collector's Kit.
Okay. To which I say okay. Players now have the chance to receive both the lovely charm and grizzly trophy from a single kill, which I think is also a good thing.
Yes, which I think some people are cursing that fact because previously that couldn't happen, and now it is happening. So they had spent all the time farming or whatnot.
Right.
Yeah. Lunar Festival change. Elder Dawnstrider now spawns farther away from nearby Flame Crest mobs.
So I gotta say that if you're going around the world hunting down elders and you really aren't pleased that it's that close to Flame Crest mobs, then what the hell are you doing? I mean, those are like level 40 mobs, so that should not be an issue.
What if you're level 30?
Then just saying. You're out of luck.
A couple item. One,
go ahead.
You do the first one.
Sure. Maw of the Dragon Lord should now have its effect triggered by healing from Holy Word Sanctuary. So don't feel so sad for those poor priests with the mass dispel issues. That's pretty hot.
And Windward Heart should now have its effect triggered properly by healing rain.
Hooray!
Do you know what Windward Heart is?
It's one of those trinkets. It's something a healer would want. I can't remember if it's the one for haste or...
Come on.
Ugh, I'm gonna have to look it up.
You lose 458 int. Your critical heals have a chance to instantly heal the most injured nearby party member for 10,000 blah blah blah, depending on, you know, LFR heroic.
Good call.
So there you go.
There we go.
That's our hot fixes for the past couple weeks. Or past week, I guess.
Molly.
Yay, Molly.
We have some last minute questions from Farley. Questions are awesome. We love questions, comments, anything you might have to say. Send them to us at podcast@blessingoffrost.com.
So, what is the first question?
If you could add any mount to the game when Mists of Pandaria arrives, what kind would it be and why? Bonus question, what colors? You first.
Any mount to the game? I don't know. What mount would I want? A mechanical proto-drake.
Oh my god,
like
I hate
you. Gnomish proto-drake, essentially. That would be awesome. Maybe, like, I know the Rusted was kind of similar, but not really, like, something more mechanical. I love all the, like, choppers and bikes and all that kind of thing. I'm a big fan of those, so, and I enjoy dragons. So mechanical proto-drake, that's what it is.
Oh boy, I would probably want to add a land mount. I would want, I liked them, but I was never madly in love with any of the tigers you get, or cats, I guess, you get from Darnassus. I would have preferred to have one that was sort of more sleek. So maybe instead of being like a gray, I would have preferred like a black, like a fully black sort of panther-like cat as a mount for the Night Elves.
Hmm.
So maybe something like that.
Need more dragons.
Okay.
that's the end thing. And what colors?
What colors? Well, mine would be black, I guess.
Gray with red racing stripes, so it tears ass across the sky, obviously.
This Duh. Is why we're not game designers, FYI.
Why? Oh,
Question two.
I think, actually, you know what? Black with blue flames. That's what it is.
Oh, man. Okay.
Continue.
Question two. Guild airship / zeppelin for travel. Yes, no.
Awesome. I mean.
So that's a yes.
Realistically. So do we want to talk realistically or how awesome it would be?
I don't know. Up to you.
Because it seems awesome. But realistically, I don't know what I would use it for. Aren't portals, like, sort of similar?
Yeah, I don't know. I would have to say no, because we already have summons and portals. It's sort of like waiting in Ulduar for the train to go down to Mimiron's room. Like, if someone misses it, that's like another 10 minutes that you gotta wait. So, no. No.
I mean, for coolness factor, if you could imagine your guild getting out of a raid and, like, showing up in a, like, huge-ass Zeppelin, Like, I'd be down for that, but I don't know what reasonable use it would have besides looking totally badass.
Yeah, so I would have to say no, but
we'd have one if you could.
Oh, well, yes.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Fantastic.
All right, question 3. What is your all-time favorite boss encounter? Not necessarily boss kill, but encounter. Lore, looks, spell use, what makes it great for you?
You first. I actually, oh, man. At first I wasn't sure which I was going to pick, but now I have a good one.
I'm gonna have to say Lady Vash.
Yeah.
That's probably my favorite. Like, everyone knows who Lady Vash was, I believe, in terms of lore and stuff. It was an excellent encounter because she was scary as hell to look at. and then like, if you had to worry about the soft and rage, like, there is slime dropping all over the place, these things like flying in the air, dropping slime on you. It was amazing. I love that you had to throw the core from person to person, and that it froze you initially. Like, it doesn't do that anymore, apparently, but it would freeze you. So, I know. They've nerfed Lady Vash to the point where you don't need the macro anymore because you can just run with it and dunk it yourself.
Oh, that's sad.
It's savage. So I would have to say that the level of coordination needed and the DPS requirements for it were really just outstanding. And really, that's why it's always been one of my favorite kills, but it's also one of my favorite encounters, period.
Intriguing. I am going to go with Shade of Aran from Karazhan, because there were so many bosses in there that I loved in general, but that guy was awesome. Plus, he had such fantastic spells, like, what is it?
Flame Wreath,
and casting 4 billies at the billy being water elemental. Sorry, I don't think we've ever gone into that, ever. But 4 water elementals at the same time, like, it doesn't get better than that. So
yeah,
he was awesome. Totally cool mage.
I will definitely say that he was definitely one of my favorite encounters in Kara.
And it was a lot of, you know, times where you needed to make sure that people were not moving, and there was a lot of reliance on people to do their part, which is doing nothing at all, and I don't know. It was enjoyable.
I will not move while Flame Wreath is cast or the raid blows up.
Exactly.
Shade of Aran.
Great one.
Let's see. Question 4. Pop or soda?
Soda. Pop?
I say no, soft soda. Drink.
Oh, really?
Yeah, soft
that's
drinks.
That's gross.
Or boisson gazeuse.
Oh, God. That's even worse. Pretty sure you just said something in French.
Yes.
Try real language next time. Ooh. Anyway.
So, yeah. So he says soda. I say soft drinks. And
soft
there
drinks.
You go.
How do you live? That's ridiculous.
Oh, man. All right. Question 5. Do you ever think of in-game backstories or adventures in character for your main or raid characters? If so, what are they like? If not, why not?
No. I have too many characters. I don't immerse myself in the game as much as I could, and I'm not sure if it's because, I don't know, just never been that kind of person to do that. Yeah. No, I don't have a really good reason for that besides the fact that it just doesn't come up.
I don't have stories. I don't have stories, but I mean, there are certain things that I feel that Kern would never do, you know? And there are certain things that Madrana wouldn't do, you know? But anything outside of a strange sense of personality, no. So it's really more of a sort of personality, sort of feeling thing. And it's not something that I sat down and like came up with. It's just like, no, Kern would never do that. Kern does not, for example, drink in game. Like, has done so on a couple of occasions, does not enjoy it, and just really hates that whole sensation. Madrana will on occasion partake in the Brewfest pony keg.
My God.
And that's about it. So yeah, not a big drinker in game. Anyway. Question 6. tomato or tomato?
Well.
Go ahead.
No, you go first so I can mock you mercilessly.
No, I say tomato.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't say tomato, but I know people who do.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Canadians who do.
Not surprised.
All right. So thank you, Farley, for your questions. They were awesome.
Awesome.
More questions, comments, anything you like at podcast@blessingfrost.com. Also, we have a brand new slash raid bumper thanks to Dang Fool, and you will hear that now.
Yay.
Slash raid.
So thanks once again to Dang Fool for that awesome new bumper. Much appreciated. That was fantastic.
Yay.
With regards to raiding, we did 2 heroic modes, 6 normal modes, and got the server first legendary daggers, the Fangs of the Father, in 2 hours and 6 minutes last week.
Close one.
It was kind of epic. It was a really sort of crazy race. The other major 25-man guild on the server had actually started raiding an hour earlier than us, and they were trucking on through, and they were going to try to full clear in a single night, which they don't normally do. And we don't normally full clear in a single night either, but because the Super Bowl was going to happen and we were going to have poor attendance, we're like, screw it. We will go for server first, Fangs of the Father, and just get that done. So we show up, and they're already on Yorsage, and we're on, like, Morchok. And it's like, uh-oh, we are a little bit behind. So we finally passed by them, and we still managed to get Heroic Morchok and Heroic Hagara. One shot. I love that. And then we, at 11:06, I believe, so 2 hours and 6 minutes later, Takari had his legendary daggers, and we had the server first, and they got theirs probably about 20 or so minutes later. It was fantastic.
Victory.
They were apparently watching our armory to see if they beat us and stuff, because they
could see doing the same thing.
The loot, but yeah, we were doing the same thing to them, so kind of hilarious. So, great job, Apotheos. It's really good to see that sort of teamwork. Yeah, teamwork and drive. That was fantastic. And that was basically our entire raid week.
Yay.
Yay. We, however, do need people. We are looking for people. We need 2 warlocks, not one. 2 warlocks would be fantastic. We also really need, as mentioned previously, a retribution paladin. Let's see, we could use basically any ranged class at this point as well. Resto Shammy? Yeah, Resto Shammy and Enhancement Shaman would also be great. So please do apply to us. We raid Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday from 9 p.m. until midnight Eastern Time. Invites are at 8:45 p.m. so we can pull promptly at 9. And obviously we are awesome, so why wouldn't you want to apply?
I know, right? We are
exactly
the best.
So apotheosis-now.com. Apply
Go
now.
Go there. Apply immediately. Rep out ends.
And help us take down Heroic Yorsage. We got him down to 22% this week, so looking forward to getting him down.
General chat, sir.
So, love is in the air, apparently.
It is in the air, isn't it?
Is it?
It is. They tell me it is, so I just believe it.
That's because you are a fool.
Really?
Are you a love fool?
I technically have to be, don't I?
I guess you must.
Do you have to be to get the meta?
Yes.
Then yes. Indeed I am. My anniversary is also around this time, so, you know, there you go.
How cliched can you get?
Fantastically.
Aren't you glad that you're going to get married and then you won't have to remember this anniversary and you'll have to celebrate your wedding anniversary instead?
Oh, then I'll have to remember both. That's the worst part. Then I need more than one anniversary. Just what I needed. More things to forget. Like, I don't do enough of that already.
Oh, Lord. All right.
Love is in the air.
Yes, from February 5th, which was earlier this week, was that what? Oh, that was Sunday. Sunday.
Yes,
through
Sunday.
To February 19th. So you have time to do this. 2 weeks. Basically, you want to do this in order to get your meta achievement. This is required for that. You have to be the love fool, and then that'll count for your what a long strange trip it's been, which will reward the reins of the Violet Protodrake. However, if you already have that, like
thank
we
goodness
do,
you do. Because this stuff just got complicated.
It got serious. Here's the deal. It actually probably, possibly, got serious last year.
Really?
Yes. But last year, we didn't care about this crap. That was before we, like... That's before we ran out of ideas for the shows and started
Listen,
doing...
We cover all the holidays. We're not out of ideas. We have great ideas.
Okay, why did we cover the first holiday we did? Because we were out of ideas for other stuff.
No, because people need to know about these things. That's why.
Sure, okay. So, so it Love is in the Air. It's lasting for two weeks. Yeah.
You can't even get through this?
I'm going to be honest with you guys. I hate this holiday so much.
You hate all the holidays. What is wrong with you?
I do not hate all of the holidays.
But
I hate this one.
We have it like on the podcast that you
hate
Noble all
Garden.
The holidays.
No, I hate Noble Garden. I don't like the Fire Festival. I hate Love is in the Air. I like Hallow's End, sort of. Yeah, okay, anyway. My point is...
That you hate everything, move on with our lives, and you will complain till the end of time about anything that exists in this game other than rating.
Perfect, excellent. All right, so...
Wonderful.
Here's a big change from last year. You can now purchase a Swift Lovebird, which is a mount.
It is dirty.
I know. It is a ground mount. It looks like a flamingo. A pink flamingo. So if you want a pink flamingo for a ground mount, all it's going to cost you is 270 love tokens. However, it is also BOE. So if you are low on cash... Go farm up 270 love tokens.
Oh my! I hate love.
And
is there any? Can we call them LTs or something? Love tokens.
Tokens of love.
My God.
I feel like we should get some Barry White going here.
It's horrifying. Please keep that out of the podcast for the love of everything.
Oh man. Also, the true silver shafted arrow, which is the Petal Feet companion, that's BOE. And Toxic Wasteling, apparently, still is not BOE. So there's all kinds of crap you can do, and all kinds of achievements you can earn, and all kinds of stuff. Ugh, I don't even know where to start. Let's talk about the goodies.
Start at the beginning. The what?
The goodies. Let's talk about the stuff that you can that you actually want to get. So, like I said, the Swift Lovebird is a big deal, and as is the Petal Feet pet. You can get a lovely dress, you can get a dinner suit, you can get a Love Fool, which is a love
dummy
on the ground, yeah, that drives nearby monsters into an envious rage. So it's, yeah, a target dummy. A box of chocolates. Do these chocolates, I don't even know that yet, I don't know if the chocolates do anything, like, give you actual stats anymore. They used to give you stats, like, the different chocolates, like, 5-hit, 10-hit, something like that, or spell power, or something like that. So they may have changed that up a little bit. Romantic Picnic Basket. You can set up a romantic picnic. It's an item that you can use.
Aww.
Yeah, there's all kinds of crap. Like, I hope you have a lot of room in your bags if you're gonna go out there in the world, because it's crazy. Let's see. Everything basically costs tokens, and you can trade in tokens for lovely charms, I believe. Hang on.
Okay.
I'm gonna look that up real quick.
I know you can farm them as well, as we mentioned earlier. Correct?
You can get the lovely charms, and there are lots of good places, apparently. The Unstable Corruptions and Throne of the Tides, apparently, is great for this. Holy crap, you can get like 16 charms in 50 seconds, 140 plus after 10 minutes, all kinds of stuff like that. And yeah, that's all from the lovely charms, but I'm trying to figure out if that gets handed in for the tokens. Anyway. Farming will be needed if you want your mount, period. So good place to farm, Throne of the Tides. Also, Halls of Lightning, the slags in that area before the, what is it, the first boss? Second boss.
Where?
Before the second boss in Halls of Lightning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those elementals, apparently that's a good place too. And it's obviously lower level, so it's even easier. Anyway, so you've got to do all that stuff. But let's focus on the achievements first, right? So in order to get the Love Fool title, which is the one title I'm really actually not pleased to have, you need to do, let's see.
Start at the top.
Charming. Create 12 lovely charm bracelets.
And you create them by having a lovely charm collector's kit, and then getting 10 lovely charms to make one lovely charm bracelet.
So that's 120 lovely charms. Correct?
That is what it would look like.
That's a lot. Okay. then the next is Flirt with Disaster. Get completely smashed, put on your best perfume, throw a handful of rose petals on Saraz, and then kiss him. You'll regret it in the morning.
Oh,
who
boy.
Is that? I don't even know who that is. Is this the Horde version?
No, Saraz is a gnome. Oh, no, that's the Alliance version. The Pie Vendor in Ironforge. You know, the guy that walks around?
Oh my god, the Pie Guy?
The Pie Guy.
Wow. Okay. And then, yeah, and throw a handful of petals on him. So, there you go. Dangerous Love. Assist the Steam Weedle Cartel. Okay. This has got to be Horde. In stopping the sinister Crown Chemical Company plot. So that is your daily boss, which takes place in Shadowfang Keep. And the dude's name is the Wait, what is his name? I have this somewhere. Hold the Apothecary Hummel. You don't really want to kill him for any other reason apart from the fact that he may potentially, possibly, might, kind of, hopefully, drop the big love rocket. Because apart from that, he only drops 346 necks.
Blue.
So, yeah, blue 346 necks. So, in your heart-shaped box, which you get once a day, the box has a chance to contain the Forever Lovely Rose, which will replace your hat and show your character holding a rose between his or her teeth. Can't be used for transmog.
Aww.
The Vile Fumigator's Mask, which is a head item, which on you sprays an enemy with vile fumes, incapacitating it for 30 seconds.
Awesome.
20-minute cooldown. Cannot be used for a transmog. Toxic Wasteling, which is a pet. It's like a little ooze. That will grow in size if you let it eat critters.
Wonderful.
Then there's the Heartbreaker. On use, the strange experimental device was meant to burst the target's chest cavity in a spray of hot gore. Instead, it induces a brief but pitiful display of miserable racking sobs.
So lame. I want the first part.
1 minute cooldown. Then finally, you have a tiny chance to get the big love rocket, which is Bop, which is mount, and it is a big pink love rocket.
That's insinuating.
Yeah, let me tell you that the icon for the item itself is
questionable.
Quite questionable, and may not be suitable for young children.
That's the same thing that you can get the, what is it, part of the... Which quest is it? The Rocket's Pink Glare?
Oh gosh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's upsetting. That's so sad. Okay.
Love rockets.
So Dangerous Love is going through and doing the daily boss. There you go. The rocket's pink glare. Yes, you're right. That is the same icon. Shoot off 10 love rockets in 20 seconds or less. I have no comment.
I'm trying to think of something funny, but it's just, without being horrifying, I've got nothing for the podcast.
That's kind of sad.
I guess we'll leave it at that. Something clean, but not clean, but nah, forget it.
Sweet Tooth, sample the Love is in the Air candies listed below. Buttermilk Delight, Sweet Surprise, Dark Desire, and Berry Berry Cream. And I guess that those come in the chocolate boxes, right?
Yes.
Oh my god, I remember this. My love is like a red, red rose. Obtain a bouquet of red or even roses during the Love is in the Air celebration. Magic, do you recall this?
Vaguely, but not exactly. Why don't you tell us all what you're thinking?
We were level 80, I believe. And Wrath had just come out a couple months prior. And Love is in the Air came out. And I was trying to get my stupid achievement. And you were trying to get your stupid achievement. And so we need the bouquet of roses. You get the roses, they're boss drops. And so Madge and I decided to go two-man. The first boss, was it the first boss? Yeah, I guess. The first boss in regular Utgard Keep and on Magic and Kern. That means no healer, no tank. And we did it like 4 or 5 times, I think.
Yeah, we did.
So that went nicely. So you can definitely go back to older content and get that sort of stuff, assuming they still drop from there. But it's really not too hard to snag. That was good times, though. I like that. Yeah. That was fun. We died a lot, but we did do it successfully, for sure.
Great success.
Shafted.
No, back to this already? Man.
Shoot 10 players with this silver shafted arrow. So that's not too difficult.
Although very suggestive. What is with the achievements this holiday? Seriously.
They're just gutter fodder, basically.
Gutter bait.
Lonely. Enjoy a buttermilk delight with someone in Dalaran at a romantic picnic during the Love is in the Air celebration. So mages, get those portals to Dalaran going. Because people trying to finish the achievement will need to go to Dal.
Oh, you know where you don't have to go?
Tol Barad.
Because it's a useless piece of crap portal that nobody will ever use. Moving right along.
Nation of Adoration. This is the stuff that, like, I think that this is what... Oh no, they've changed it. Okay. Complete the lovely charmed bracelet daily quest for each Alliance capital. So a gift for the High Priestess of Alun, for the Lord of Ironforge, for the Prophet, and for the King of Stormwind. Oh, frankly, Varian can kiss my ass. I have nothing to give him.
Wow.
Yeah.
You do if you want to get a meta achievement.
Well, thankfully, I don't need to get that meta because thankfully I already have it. But unfortunately, some people still need to go do this.
Those people aren't us.
You poor people. We honestly feel bad. Okay, this is also something that's going to be kind of difficult because we are, like, so sequestered in our own cities. Fistful of Love. Use a handful of rose petals on each of the race class combinations listed below. Okay, are
that
you ready
to be
for this?
So easy.
Yeah, with Dal, it was easy. You
Dal
just go
was
and you like
awesome.
Sort of stand by the horde bank, which was the southern bank, and you would just throw it on these like tunes. But no, that's more difficult.
Go ahead.
Orc Death Knight,
okay.
Human Death Knight,
not bad.
Orc Shaman, not easy. Troll Rogue, not easy. Blood Elf Mage, pretty easy. Let's be fair here. Dwarf Hunter, not too bad. Gnome Warlock, pretty easy. Night Elf Priest, also not too difficult.
Yeah, not too bad.
Tauren Druid, easy. Undead Warrior, easy. Draenei Paladin, pretty easy. So I think you're going to only really have issues with something like the Orc Shaman, maybe the Orc Death Knight, if you're an Alliance. And if you are Horde, no, everything there looks pretty simple.
Yeah.
Once again, Horde get the easier achievement. There's a lot of Horde easy stuff.
Yeah.
There's a word there. Favoritism. There you go. Oh, and Kit in the chat room, who is our resto shamey Kit, she says that the Dark Moon Fair is good for that this year. That's very true. You're going to have all kinds of cross-faction stuff at the Dark Moon Fair. So bring your handful of rose petals and hope you get lucky. No pun intended. And that's
but
good, though,
there's
right?
There's a huge pun. Nice job. No pun intended, with the exception of the pun that I just used. Tee-hee-hee-hee.
Be mine. Eat the 8 bag of candies, heart candies listed below. Be mine. All yours. Hot lips. You're the best. I'll follow you all around Azeroth.
This is great.
I am all yours. You're mine. I love you.
Yeah. Aww.
This is such a bad holiday.
Cute.
Can we just, like, it's the commercialization of Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day itself being a commercialized version. Anyway, I have so many issues. I can't even. The podcast is not long enough to deal with all of my issues.
Yes, that is very true.
Finally, pity the love fool in the location specified below. So this is, I guess, dropping the target dummy and pitying it. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. The location specified below.
Yeah, but they're locations, yeah.
These are terrible. Winter Grasp. Like, first off, like, what? You can update that to, like, Tol Brad to make that portal to Tol Brad useful? No. The blacksmith in Arathi Basin. Okay. The battle ring of Gurubashi Arena. The culling of Stratholme.
This sucks. Like, this is garbage. Like,
who would do that? And then the best.
What a piece
the
of...
The best. Naxxramas.
This is awful. So terrible.
Someone actually has to go to the culling of Strat, has to go to Wintergrasp, AB, Gurubashi, and Naxx to do this. Are
that
you serious?
Sucks.
That's terrible. When we were actually raiding Naxx, that made sense. I'll give you that. But we don't raid Naxx anymore. Do you?
No. I don't believe so.
So those are the achievements you'll need to gain the title the Love Fool. But and that's part of the meta for what a long, strange trip it's been. And I believe that is the final holiday that we need to cover for the meta. Which means hopefully no more holiday shows.
I guess that's true.
Have we
really done them all?
I don't know. Did we do the Elders?
We have not discussed Pirates Day. Or the Day of the Dead.
I think we're a little late on that.
Well, I'm not saying we should do it now, but I'm saying next year.
Oh, good. Oh, good. That's just what I need next year. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. So, yeah, but like, honestly, there's all kinds of crap to do. Like, there's not just...
It used to be so easy.
The achievements.
And now, I mean, maybe it could have changed last year, or maybe I just ignored it last year because I had already done the meta.
Well, it's because we were busy raiding and stuff.
Yeah, but...
And because we've done the meta.
It seems so much more complicated than it used to be.
Yeah, I remember when you had to get cards and stuff, and guards, and stuff like that, and then, like, giving up an alliance package, and, like, I did that back in vanilla. I don't know. This is strange and new, and I don't deal well with change. But,
apparently.
But there are lots and lots of links to what to do, all the main quests, all the random daily quests, the Steamweedle Cartel, and their repeatable daily quests, the gifts to the faction leaders, all about the boss in Shadowfang Keep, all about the goodies, and all the other achievements you need for the Love Fool. Like, we're going to link you to MMO Champion and Wowhead. Both have great guides. Warning! On the Wowhead guide, there is a somewhat upsetting...
So funny.
...graphic of a moonkin in a dress. So not for the faint of heart. Yeah. I'll just
not for the faint of heart. There. If by that you mean we're putting it as the biggest picture on the front of our website, which you need to do.
No, I'm not going to do that. That's upsetting. That's so upsetting.
Horrifying.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't want that on my site.
Yes, yes, we do.
No, I don't.
You want to draw looks? That'll do it.
I don't know what's the worst thing about the alluring come hither look in her eyes. Or the fact that there are, like, really well-done specular highlights on the dress.
This is so strange.
Hitoku, our resident moonkin, just said in chat, le sadkin. Yes. Very sad. Le sadkin.
Anyway.
Is that really, like, all we have to say about that?
Yeah, it's a holiday, you know? I feel like more and more it's just turning into tokens this, tokens that. That's what all the holidays are, just another grind.
I think that's a very apt description, and I think that that's kind of upsetting, because I remember when it used to be, well, not fun, because this holiday was never fun. Let me be very clear about that. But, like, I feel that the holidays in general have gotten exactly very grindy, as opposed to something new to do and something awesome to go kill. And, like, killing the headless horseman the first time, that was hard because I only did it with two other people.
Because you're an idiot.
That was good stuff right then. And I remember when the mole machine was amazing for Dire Brew and all that stuff.
But not anymore.
Raids brings up a really good point. We don't know that the moonkin in the graphic is in fact a her. It could be a him.
You have to go check it out yourself. You're definitely putting this on the main
page.
I'm
not putting this on the main page. I am linking to it, and you may click, but be warned.
Be warned of what? It's hilarious.
It's a little bit horrifying.
It is not as horrifying as some of the quest items for the holiday, or some of the suggested things at all. So this doesn't even skim the surface.
Yeah, this is a difficult holiday to get through.
You know what they're doing? They've given you another carrot at the end of the stick with the swift lovebird. That's what it is. Another mount.
Yeah, and I'm not interested. I may try to farm it up on, like, Skywall or something.
You're
and
gonna
then
sell it. Yeah,
of course. Why wouldn't I?
Because you're a bad person. I don't know.
I am a wonderful person, and I am giving people the things that they need, like mysterious fortune cards.
Oh my god, I don't even want to hear that.
I haven't made any for a while. Someone out there has decided that a stack of Cinderbloom should be selling for 95 gold.
Whoa!
And a stack of Stormvine for like 60 gold. And that's the cheapest possible thing. So I need to really go farming on my mage there and just pick all the whiptail ever and then mill that. But yeah, it's kind of crazy that that Cinderbloom's like 100 gold a stack pretty much.
How are they getting away with that?
Because nobody farms on that server. Tip, if you want to make money, roll an herbalist or a miner on Skywall US Alliance and make a lot of cash by selling all your farming goods.
Apparently.
Because people are so lazy over there. Like, nobody farms.
That is an absurd number.
Yeah, I mean, it's like 400 for a stack of Ashara's Veil.
A stack.
One stack. 20 herbs.
That is unreasonable.
Lude, by the way, in the chat room, would like me to plug choiceguild.com. Don't forget to check them out.
Are they recruiting?
They are recruiting, but they're recruiting different things than what we're recruiting.
Well, then you can mention them.
Let me go double check what they're recruiting.
I think we've gotten off topic, but I like this topic because it actually still has to do with WoW. And it doesn't have to do with big love rockets, which are just horrendous.
Upsetting.
Actually, have you done that yet? The what is the holiday boss?
No.
I have not, either.
Apothecary Hummel.
Right, but you have not killed him.
No, I haven't. Choice of Skywall US Alliance is looking for a Moonkin Druid, a Shadow Priest, a Resto Shammy, and an Elemental Shammy. You can find them at choiceguild.com. Good group of people. They are 2 of 8 heroic modes. And if you're looking for a new home, check them out. Also check out apotheosis-now.com, especially if you're a Red Pally, because we want you. We want you very badly.
It's an SFK. Yeah. Now. Apply.
Unless you'd like to see Magic be bitter and cranky about being arcane.
That's
which is hilarious.
You're a bad person.
Yes. So, I guess that'll bring us to a close with regards to Love is in the Air.
All right, fine. The end of this suggestive holiday.
Thank God.
It's not that bad.
No, but it's disturbing. It's enough to be disturbing.
Fine.
So, shout outs. My shout out this week, because we had no 5-star or any star for that matter reviews on iTunes this week, so don't forget to do that. So my shout out this week is to Takari for calling out to kill the blue slime on Heroic Yorsage on Tuesday, which made me question my hearing and sanity, and then subsequently made me really, really laugh. So thank you, Takari.
And dragging these with us, we're going to blue. We will be hitting hero when we come back in.
You're going to blue?
Green.
That was pretty comical.
I really enjoyed that. You know what?
I did start running towards blue as well. I was not thinking. I was just like, oh yeah, okay. My shout out this week is to Hitoku, because he's awesome, and I end up pairing with him on a lot of the things that we have to do, you know, in teams of two, which means that he's fantastic. Like sharing ice lances and you know, soaking stuff on wow, I can't even remember the name of the boss.
Staghelm.
No, not Staghelm. Although no, more important than that, Staghelm was kind of not a huge deal.
Balrog.
Yes. No. What?
No.
No.
Oh, Bethalak.
Yes, thank you. I was gonna say you were a part of that team as well. Yeah. But it's you're true. Not as awesome as Hitoku, so you don't get a shout out.
Well, Hitoku is pretty boss, so.
He is boss. So this is to Hitoku. You're awesome.
Alrighty, our tip of the week this week comes from Farley, so thank you very much, Farley. If you ever get stuck when going back to do something like Lore Master, you can check what quests you've missed per zone using the Wowhead Character Profiler, which also shows things like pets and recipes and stuff that you have and the like.
It's not working right now, unfortunately.
It may be under maintenance for the time being, but it's definitely an amazing tool when it's up and running, so definitely keep an eye out for that. Thank you very much for your tip of the week, and we would love to hear your tips of the week. If you have any you'd like to share or any feedback you might have, email us at podcast@blessingoffrost.com.
Yes, and we still need some bumpers, although less bumpers, which is awesome.
Yay!
So we're still looking for Lore Master Hotfix Guild Tab shoutouts.
Shoutouts.
And that's it, right?
We could also use one for the tip of the week.
Well, oh yeah, that's true. And tips of the week, which we already mentioned, but we need lots of them as well. Send them again to podcast@blessingoffrost.com. Let us know what you thought. You can follow Apotheosis, myself, and Kern on Twitter. Follow @ApotheosisCT, @Majity, @MajityMajity, and @KernMobe. And leave comments, rate us up on iTunes. I have not been tweeting as often as I could recently.
Because you're lame.
That could be it.
Yes.
But I'm doubting that's it. But till next time, that brings us to the end of our 50th episode of Blessing of Frost. I am Magic.
And I am Kern.
Until next time, stay frosty.
Blessing of Frost is a not-for-profit World of Warcraft podcast by Kern and Magic, copyright 2012. Certain audio portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment, and no copyright infringement is intended. Thanks to our buddy Numenal for the use of his voice in our intro, to Dang Fool for our general chat bumper, to Joe Ego for our Molly bumper, and thanks to you for listening.